Scrap your wars!
This time, we transform a completely empty room into an epic gaming movie-watching paradise. Our budget? $1,400 US. Our judges will be looking at the gaming experience, the movie experience, and yes, even the vibes. This is a lot of work to do. How are we supposed to get everything done in time?
With a little help from some old friends.
This guy's getting weirder and weirder, though. So I sent the e-transfer over with a security question of what brand is the TV. That should be really obvious. And then he said, could you please share the security answer for easy confirmation with two check marks?
Are we just getting ripped off of $30 here?
I don't know.
Maybe just tell him that you'll give it to him in a video call.
I got a response from him quoting scripture and saying he's a staunch Christian believer and he doesn't want to scam people. He knows karma is real. I don't run scams. I got kids to raise. Absolutely absurd. May the rippers rot in hell.
Cancel the funds. And let's be thankful that we didn't lose $30. I've lost and won scrapyard wars by margins of less than $30 before.
I got the projector.
Yay.
That's not a projector.
That's what we wanted, right?
Yeah, just the screen. Not the roof mount thing, ceiling mount.
Okay,
thanks, Dan.
I thought that you had that in a different listing, because you sent me like 15 listings. Anyway, we'll just screw it to the ceiling.
This is what Justin's for, I guess. We have links for everything from computers to home theater systems to couches to lamps to general vibe things to rugs. We're kind of all over the place.
Oh, no.
What?
I got rate limited.
No, because of that guy?
Well, I think it's because the other guys back at home base are using my account as well.
Continue tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Dad, should be fine. I'm using my own, so it's...
Yeah, at least we have two. This person said no to 100, but they do 120.
I think 120 is fine. Because I know Linus was saying, oh, I don't want to spend money on a couch, but I'm like, 120 is good. It's pull out too.
Now you can be like, you can also sleep in your gaming room because you don't have anything else in your weird room with a camera in the corner.
Man, people wanting $600 Canadian for a 3060 Ti, like, come on, man.
What is this? It's a bit slower on the CPU spec, but it's a 3070 system with 64 gigs of RAM for $799.
There's actually a fair number of 3070 class systems listed right now. Here's one with a 10th gen Core i7, a 3070. This one's $875. At this kind of price, though, is PS5 Pro a legitimate option?
We're getting better than PS5 Pro performance, I think.
But what we're not getting is a controller.
Controller can't be that expensive.
It's a really nice controller. If we could find a PS5 bundle that had a couple controllers or something like that, I think it's a pretty compelling offer. Like, here's a PS5 with two controllers for $460. Are we really getting that much of a better experience out of this PC? I think we have to really ask ourselves honestly.
Sebastian's calling in.
Couches are actually looking hard to get, so we're probably gonna have to pay for something.
No!
A lot of the listings are fake listings. So they're saying $10, but then it's actually, when you message them, they're $800.
So we got rate limited for nothing? So that we could try and get bamboozled on a couch deal?
Yep, exactly. No TV, no couch, nothing.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. We're in rough shape over here.
It's hard to find stuff.
This guy is good to go now if we want to. And he's got the computer hooked up so we can try it.
Let's just do it. Okay, we're committing to PC. I don't know if I like it, but... Are we even gonna get more FPS with a 3070?
Then a straight PS5, yes.
What does that run Cyberpunk at?
The PS5 targets 60, shifts between 1200 and 1800p.
I think PS5 is going to be cheaper, and we can then maybe rent games.
It does say you need one working PC.
It does.
Oh, I forgot about that. Okay, it. Let's do it. Let's go.
It doesn't say you have to game on the PC, so you can get like a Miniform or something like that. It just needs to be there.
Oh man, you guys are killing me.
I think if we can get a TV and audio locked in, that kind of gives the range for PC and console stuff.
Dude, we can get some like wild tower speakers and stuff.
Of the judges, are there any audiophiles?
Adam, for sure.
James likes audio.
That's true.
The other nice thing is if we go console, you don't really need any peripherals.
Forget the PC. We're going PS5. There.
The projector is like a very important part of the room. I think the remaining two very important part of the room decisions are couch and home theater audio.
All right, I had a look through these speaker ones.
Yeah.
they're just speakers. We need some sort of interface.
A receiver?
We need an AV receiver if we're going to do analog speakers. Or we need something that's going to marry the audio together.
Technically, if all hell breaks loose, this thing has speakers in it.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, we don't want to. You guys already tested this. We know it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. We can dial it in later.
Absolutely.
Work on the speakers for now. Because once we solve speakers, we can pick one of the couches.
Can we fit a 73-inch couch?
Yep. So the one that we bought...
Yeah, the screen was 100 inches.
That'll give us nearly 2 foot each side of it.
Okay.
So some nice big towers would probably be cool.
Oh, those are beastly.
For $20, so $10 a speaker.
I think we have to grab them for $20.
Are they good?
I have no f***ing idea. Probably not.
Well, they're Pioneer. They can't be that bad.
Why are we getting probably not?
Because they're $20. I've been looking for like 5 minutes.
Hey, there's a fire truck for sale. Buy a fire truck.
We don't really need to necessarily have audio come through this or anything else, because if we go DisplayPort to HDMI, all we have to do is send the projector video. Then we can go from like a digital output, a SPDIF or something else, into a receiver and do analog speakers for like super cheap.
A lot of the computers don't have SPDIF.
If it has two outputs, like say it can do two computer monitors, dual screen. One of the screens goes to the amplifier, and then we send audio to the amplifier over HDMI. And then the real screen goes to the projector. So it doesn't even need to do a pass-through because it'll be mirrored and we're just like faking it. So we could go a really, really low-end cheap amp that can barely put out anything. And then the second monitor is the amplifier and the main monitor is 4K 60. And then we just send out audio over one of the channels.
Another thing you should try to do today maybe is try to find free or extremely cheap supplies for any potential like sound panels or anything else we want to make for the room.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what we could do for sound deadening that would be cheap.
Well, we're gonna have a couch and we're gonna have a very floofy rug for like $25. Getting actually nice rugs is expensive, it seems.
That checks out.
There's also an odd theme of everybody with not that nice rugs takes a picture of it on the street for some reason, or in their driveway, not in their house.
Huh.
And when they do that, I'm like, it's probably really gross.
For other things we're gonna have some audio stuff. So we're gonna have TV, we're gonna have audio. It might be worth messaging this console.
The black one?
Because then we're gonna have the audio stuff. If we get a console, we can put it under there. So our current plan is stop by Home Depot, get our Philips light for the middle.
Okay. So that's it for now? Yeah.
Based on what we've seen for TV deals so far, we may be better off just going to an open box store. All right, here's openbox.ca, let's go. Realistically, if we're spending more than about $500, we're probably putting ourselves in a bad situation.
We gotta keep in mind there's gonna be tax.
Tax man wants his cut. What I'm kinda looking for is the cheapest TV that's native 120 hertz. But then, hey Pancrats, realistically on a PS5, are we running any of those games at 120 FPS anyway?
No.
All right, then maybe it doesn't matter. Light bleed right side, $289.99. A little bit of tape could fix that, bad boy. Okay, Glenn, what are the odds the judges would notice this?
The panel's pretty picky. They will look close.
It's $950, though. I think it might be out of our price range anyway.
Yeah.
This one's a Death Eater, soaring up the dark mark. 65 seems a little small, though, doesn't it?
65 would fill the space fairly well, but if you want that big immersion, I think we need to get the 75.
Okay, well, the only 75 I see here is this one for $950 with the
panel
damage.
There's the one way up front.
Yeah, let's go look at the one in the front. Realistically, if we're going for pure size, this 75-inch for $550 with a free soundbar is the best thing we've seen so far. Here's what I'm thinking. This deal is just here. There's no urgency. So why don't we go to their other location, see if they have anything with blemishes or anything that's a really smoking hot deal, and then if they don't, we can always come get this tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah, that's very true. I did get another response from a different PS5 person.
Oh, okay.
I asked for $450. The original price was $500 for one controller and the console, and he said, yeah, that wouldn't be a problem.
Also, we could do $250 for those speakers and the sub. So that's for center channel, right and left tower, and sub. And we need surrounds. We're starting to chew through budget pretty quick here. Man, this is not as much money as that felt like.
Seamlessly control using Wi-Fi or Bluetooth if Wi-Fi is not available.
Wi-Fi is not available.
Full RGB.
We can return it tomorrow if it doesn't work today. We have a receipt.
Sure.
All right, done. Let's go. Nice.
Okay, what else are we missing? We still need a receiver.
A receiver.
Okay, let's get a ballpark for what a receiver is going to cost us.
I found an Onkyo home theater receiver. It's $120. It's got 4K 60 hertz HDMI support and ARC. Guy's responding back saying, yeah, 100%, everything works.
Maybe just offer $100. Can we do $100? Even 100? Crisp hundo? Speakers guy says we can either pick up at 9 tonight or 10 a.m. tomorrow. What would we prefer?
Probably 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, man, this is solid. We're making some big commitments on day one here, dude.
Home theater guy is firm at 120, but today works for pickup.
Okay, let's get on a call with the team and let's strat here.
Here's the situation on our side.
We've got an AV receiver for 120 firm that we can go get right now. That we think we should probably take.
Not because I love the idea of spending a fortune on an AV receiver, but because it supports ARC and 4K 60 hertz. So that means we're gonna be able to run our PS5 properly. We also have a set of speakers for 250,
that is center, left, right, and subwoofer, which gives us about another $100 to do rears and heights. We could potentially have an Atmos audio setup.
Damn.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
However, that's gonna leave us like $200 for all the paint, decor, light fixture, acoustic paneling, which we need.
Light fixture, we've basically solved for $17.
Okay.
The plan is to 3D print some stuff.
And we have a Philips Hue bulb. So we can basically tune our color and all of that and then just put a 3D printed
light fixture.
Can we omit the Philips Hue bulb until the last minute?
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
I'm just a little worried that if we're like missing an HDMI cable or something and we have an RGB bulb, I'm gonna feel pretty bad.
I think that makes sense. We're just about to pick up the couch right now.
We're headed to a second location of this openbox.ca place to see if they have like a really rough one with like some scratches in the screen. That's a great deal.
Yeah, let's just do that for now.
Yeah.
Whoa, hey, PlayStation 5 with two controllers. This is the disc version, right? Whoa, 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 what's my price on this, boys? $460 for a PlayStation with two controllers. That's sick, right? We like
that
deal?
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Okay, I think that's the best deal we've seen so far.
All right, we'll see you guys soon.
Bye!
See ya. We can always return the ball.
Yeah, that's easy. Fine. We got a receipt. He's like, did you guys buy it? Nope.
I'm glad I didn't let them buy that RGB lamp.
Hello, we're here to pick up the sofa.
Oh, okay. It's yeah. in the garage.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Okay, I have the 120 here.
This is in good condition, too.
Pretty good.
Okay, there we go.
We're here. Openbox.ca.
75-inch, but too much. Too much. Too much. This is actually the same one that we had at the other place for $550. They've got it for $550 here, too. The $550 is the best that we can go on that one, though.
I have a 70 inches in this one, same. Only thing wrong is it has, like, very minor scratches. I'll show you what it will look like.
So they're bringing down a 70-inch that has minor cosmetic damage. It says minor scratches on the face for $450 for a 70-inch. Is that interesting?
The question is, do we need to save the money? Because if we don't need the money for something else, then we're better off going for the bigger TV, maybe. Also, I'm finding a few more TV deals lately. I found a Hisense for $600 for a 75-inch, and I basically messaged them, and I'm like, look, I can get a Samsung at openbox.ca for $550, and it comes with a free soundbar. Can you do, like, $450? So we might lock in a deal here, but we might not walk away with it today.
Yeah.
Does that kind of make sense to everyone?
How comfy is it?
Pretty good.
It also pulls out, so you can just sleep on it. Mm. Do we get bonus points?
I mean, I'm not the judge, but yes. Am I too fat? Am I breaking it? Yo.
And we just do this.
So what I was able to get there is they had an open box, minor damage TV, 70 inches for $450.
Oh.
I went and took a look at the screen. I couldn't find anything wrong with it at all.
That's not bad. But hear me out. 86 inches for $750. It's a commercial display. It's a digital signage display. There is a catch, but he's in Vernon, so it's about a 4.5-hour drive. That would basically be the only thing that we do that day. Either way, we're not committing right now, so we should head to go pick up our speakers, right?
AV receiver?
No, the AV receiver. Let's go. I'm calling it now. Luke is definitely building a high-performance PC. He can't help himself, and that will be his downfall because he's almost certainly going to out-deal hunt us on things like TV consoles and couches. There's no way he's paying no $200 for a TV console and a couch. I guarantee you that. But we're gonna beat him with our PlayStation 5.
on this. $95 listing.
I messaged this guy, yeah. I was like,
oh, you already did?
Yeah. Do you have like a 2.0 compatible HDMI?
Oh, but this one is.
Oh, it is?
This is a 7000 series i5. And this works. It has HDMI out directly. This is the only one at this price point that I found with HDMI out directly.
Do you want to just message him as well?
Yeah.
See if he'll message you, because I already asked him a question.
Low ball. Be like, never mind, that one works. $50. And then I'll come in and be like, 75. I'm finding NVMe drive, USB-C, blah, 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 blah.
No HDMI.
You have to pay like a license fee every time you put an HDMI on a device. And DisplayPort's free, and I'm pretty sure VGA's free.
He'd take 85.
Yeah, he said that to me too. He said, I'll be away tomorrow. I'll be home after 5:30 on Wednesday, which is like... 5:30 on Wednesday, I don't think we can risk that, no. To be honest.
Also, I found a receiver, pretty local. It has a remote. The pictures are shit, but it's free, and I think it would do well. It's got some bookshelf speakers.
Free is an arguably good price. Part of the whole thing with Scrapyard Wars is getting stuff before the other team gets it.
I never considered that, yeah.
Yeah, so like, just take it.
One speaker, please.
My gut's really saying, like, with the amount of budget we have remaining, we should get a good couch.
Probably.
It's like... probably in the top three of most important things. If I'm coming into that room...
Projector couch. If this amp we found is good, then we're saving on the entire speaker system. If it's garbage, then we still have to find one. But hopefully I can go pick that up tonight.
Because if we're willing to go up to 400, I'm going to that guy in Burnaby with this couch, and I'm saying I'll pay $400 for it.
You can do it.
Okay.
If that couch is sick and you want to do it, we technically have the budget.
He said he's willing to go down to $375.
I feel like we should just do it.
Couch guy just replied. He said $375, yes, in cash. Pick up in Brentwood. He sent me a video and everything of it looks pretty good.
So there's the couch. Mm-hmm. And there's kind of what it's going to be in the space.
I think that couch is great, man.
How much are we into Vibe budget?
$375. Lighting we haven't locked in. Cables, power bars, sound treatment, audio equipment. Vibe is 100.
Because we're going to need an end table to either side. And I most likely need three things to put speakers on at the front. I need 5 tables.
I don't know if we can do that.
Okay, that's fucking sick.
My son made this in metalwork. It's one of a kind for free.
Do it. I think the kid didn't pass shop class.
Hello there. What was the price for this again?
$120.
I had a little bit extra speaker cable.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you. We got 2 5-foot HDMI cables. About 15 feet of speaker wire. That's not going to get us too far, but it'll be something. Remote. Evec batteries. And then for I.O., this is a whole, like, very HDMI receiver. I don't love blowing money on an amplifier, but given that a third of our score is going to be how good the movie watching experience is, I think it's the right thing to do.
All right, so we have a projector on hand. We have a couch selected, which is like an awesome looking couch. We have a rug selected. We have a receiver and speakers, although we don't even like fully know if they exist.
Yeah, we'll see if they're any good.
Yeah, we don't 100% know about that, but it's coming along. We're currently hinging pretty hard on the computer. I've got a couple options here for around $100. That have a GTX 1060 in them. The problem is both of them don't have an SSD, so the computer might be creeping up in price. The computer plus Shadow might be up closer to $200, $220 now instead of $150. And with the amount we just dropped on the couch, which I think was the right move, that makes that a little tight.
I wouldn't describe our day as empty-handed. My hands are full, but I wouldn't say we bought a lot today either. Wait, what did we get at Home Depot?
We got a light, but we had gotten it before you said don't get it, but we can return it.
Got a receipt.
Yeah, okay, we have a receipt. We, meanwhile, got an AV receiver that supports 4K 60Hz, so that's plenty for a PS5. We've got one deal maybe lined up, 460 with 2 DualSense controllers.
That's not bad.
What else is there to discuss? Right.
Media console.
No.
No.
There's an 86-inch TV I talked down to $750.
This is why we have the big square.
Is it a...
That's 85.
Wait, is it a scam?
No, I don't think so.
You guys looked at 75s today.
There's that one from openbox.ca that's for 550 plus tax. A 75 is going to be easy.
Yeah.
An 85 class, I think that's going to be a wow factor.
We were debating if we pick up media or TV stand tonight. It's $75.
Yeah.
It's got a tempered glass. It's got nice grain here.
I don't hate it, actually. Do it. Okay. Let's just do it. We'll commit.
Start of day 2. The main goals for today is we have to get that couch. We have some audio equipment now, which we'll go over soon, but we need to finalize the audio solution. And ideally, we need to finalize what we're doing for the computer. I think we basically just need to commit to Shadow. I did some speed testing, because they have a speed testing service.
Okay.
If we get their Montreal server, it's like 70-something ping, which is...
That's not terrible.
That's pretty
But cool. also, in my opinion, a no, because that's on top of all the other latency in the system.
Yeah,
so it's going to end up feeling not great. If we get a Portland server, it's like 9, sounds pretty amazing. So I think we're just going to send it. I am personally unaware of what's in that box right now.
Okay. Well, there is...
Are you aware of what's in the box?
Speakers. There is a receiver.
Are they any good?
That's what we need to find out. One of the first things we should do is if we can get this tested out, then we can reallocate some of that budget if this happens to work out.
We're just bringing in some chairs temporarily from over there just so we can kind of get a feeling of things. But we're not going to let them know that.
Hopefully they sound okay. You could probably get away with one, right?
Yeah, I was just plugging one in, and then I was going to test the channels out, make sure they're okay.
I think this projector's going to work for us. We have a pretty good one here. It's 4K60, and it seems to be running fine at 4K60. I'm really hoping that it's going to work from the ceiling. I'm going to test to see how much we get from the Keystone, because I'm a little concerned that if we do it from the ceiling, it's gonna be offensive. We do have some overscan adjustment, which is very useful. It's got HDR, which is good. I've got the Dark Knight in HDR, and I've got the Lord of the Rings, which is gonna be good too. One thing that we could do is try it on the floor and then pretend that's the ceiling and then get our height there. I think I'm gonna do that instead. That makes a little bit more sense.
It might need some work.
Yeah, that could probably use a bit of tuning, but we'll be okay.
Turn it down!
It's okay, we'll...
I don't feel anything.
I hope their sound system sounds like, because then we're in pretty good shape, I think.
Looks like the free speakers that we picked up are going to be pretty good. Justin gave them a quick test. We don't want to play too loud. It's very thin walls in this apartment, but this should be good. We should be able to adjust some stuff. Paired with the projector, I think we'll be pretty good. Keystone looks fine. Brightness looks fine, even with the lights on. Got 50 feet of speaker cable. Let's get Justin on this mount, and then I'll get some stuff set up and see if we can start getting this working properly.
Okay, so we're about to go grab the couch. I don't think we're gonna be able to drive around with the couch, so we'll just come directly back, and then we'll go map out everything else. We have a floating side table that we're gonna pick it up for free, and then there's a few other decor things like the rug and whatever that we've set up for the rest of the day, so that's just gonna be mostly the rest of the day.
So I've got some updates for you guys, and I see you guys have some updates for me. This looks great.
Yeah.
As for me, I've got a 10 a.m. pickup for our center channel, our towers, as well as our subwoofer.
Nice.
And then hopefully I have the $460 PS5 with two controllers and three games locked down for a little bit after that. Do we want to go get that 86-inch TV? If so, someone would have to leave now.
I was actually leaning towards the 75.
Okay.
Just because I think that gives us more budget to do other things.
I brought in my painting supplies today.
Yep. Okay.
So a trip to the paint store is definitely my future. That seems doable, right?
Which place are we heading to first?
The speakers. I haven't heard back from the PlayStation guy, or maybe I have. On Messenger, he said to text him, so I texted the number he gave me, and then I got a text back from another number that was like, okay, let's meet here, but didn't give me a time, and I don't know if that's PlayStation guy or just a random spam message. I really hope PlayStation guy is real, because we can't afford to not have a PlayStation right now.
How's it going?
Hi. Hello, hey. Good.
Oh,
awesome.
It's not the best, but, you know,
it's something that'll work.
Yeah, something is better than nothing. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. We'll get this off of your porch and we'll close the gate behind us.
Awesome.
Well, here's our haul. $250. They're on the older side. They look like they're in good condition. It doesn't look like any kids or animals have poked anything through the drivers. Actually, kind of slick looking. How big is this sub? About 12 inches? Hopefully she wubs, because we're really relying on this, our center channel and these towers to drive the acoustic experience for both gaming and for movies. Hey, this is great. I just heard back from PlayStation 5 guy. Whoa, I also found an 85-inch smart TV for $300. They seem like a real person. Stuff's happening. PS5 guy, it turns out the weird text me back from a different number. Whatever, that's him. So he wants to meet at Goldstone Park, which is
I'm just looking across the street.
About 50 blocks from here. I think he means now. And I'm hearing back from what looks like a real person for an 85-inch TV for $300. They haven't asked for a deposit or anything.
And they gave us an address.
Yeah. Should we just go for it? We can always go to Open Box
anytime
and get a TV.
A working 85-inch TV for $300? I don't think you can get much better than that.
Okay. I'm going to go for gold. Okay. Let's go get a PlayStation. Oh my God, this again. I reply to the guy with the TV. Sorry, a lot of scams on Facebook do this, so I don't pay deposits. He goes, am a staunch Christian believer and can't scam people of their hard-earned money. God forbid such people. I do understand how painful it's. The money is just meant for holding, then full payment on pickup.
This sounds exactly the same. It's the same guy.
Assuming this next pickup is real, we're going to be in good shape. We will either have or have a real concrete lead on display, sound, gaming device. So at that point, nothing can prevent us from at least completing the challenge, even if we don't win.
Oh, we need the PC still. We need a working PC.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that I'm not too worried about. There's gotta be a free PC somewhere.
Yeah, Shadow, I'm feeling pretty good about it. It is a risk, I'm understanding. I might torpedo the entire team with this. You know, what if they start having issues? What if it sucks? I don't know.
Hello, I need to do this now. Do you want to just do this over the phone?
We can do it over the phone.
All right, it took a second. We are good. It went through. Thank you very much, sir. All right, our fate is effectively sealed. We spent so much on the projector, and then now $51 on something that if it doesn't work out, we just can't get it back. That this is the route that we must go at this point. I feel like this is the type of stuff that it's going to take to win this season, so hopefully it goes okay.
What kind of PC do you think Linus is going to go for?
I have no idea, man. I usually try something a little bit more YOLO, and then he goes, like, much more averaged out. I'm usually expecting him to get, like, a pretty solid CPU. But then this competition, like, if you look at the rules, it's really not focused on the computer, like, at all. So he could also throw a curveball. It's gonna be interesting. When do we need to head out?
It takes us, like, 45, 50 minutes to get there.
So now.
All right, let's get our cash ready. 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 20, 30, 40.
Yeah.
Hello. Thank you.
Two controllers.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Barely used.
Didn't get used much.
I got an HDMI cord.
Oh, perfect.
Nice.
There it is. I'm now the proud owner of a Disc Edition PlayStation 5. This bundle was one of the best actual deals that we found. Pretty much all the other ones were scammers. Something about the PS5 and scammers just go together like this. And this is cool. We actually got a few games. Oh, we got two games. I think he had said there were going to be three games. Well, Spider-Man and Mortal Kombat. Shoot, I had actually really wanted the hockey game, but I guess we can go with Mortal Kombat for the two-player game when the judges arrive. He had said there was NHL 22 as well. Bummer. This is fun. Because we're in the gaming minivan, we can actually test it right now. Okay, screen's on. You ready to find out if this thing works?
Beep's good.
Which one's the... Oh, that's the... Oh!
Hey!
Let's go! NHL 22, it was in the console. Just like that, boys. We got ourselves a PlayStation 5. Let's go! I mean, should we list that game? I think we should list that game. Worst case scenario, we could just trade it in at Willow. They do trade
in, don't
they?
That's true. For the PS5 version of Spider-Man, we're seeing anywhere between $35 and $45, it looks like.
Oh, that's not bad.
Even if Willow were to just trade us the game for our rentals, that may be worth it.
I want to check out what they have for Blu-rays too, because whether our TV is the best TV or not, I really don't want to stream these movies if we don't have to. James would definitely notice. I don't know about the
other two. Blu-ray audio is noticeably better.
I'm going to do a full systems test, start getting these where they need to be, see if this is going to work for us. And Justin's going to disappear and do the mount. Hopefully that comes out okay. That's going to probably take a little while. I trust Justin. He'll do great.
So I think I got this all worked out now. It's pretty simple. Taken the bottom piece here and made a receptacle for it at the top that we can just bolt directly into the roof. It'll just kind of slide and slot in like that and lock into place. This is going to be kind of risque. It's a 1 day, 7 hour print. So if anything goes wrong within that time, we might be kind of screwed.
How does it take a day? That's insane. If you can try and get that down to like a 4 or 5 hour print, That would probably be good because that means that we won't be able to test this or get it installed until tomorrow. Maybe just make it like a triangular shell or something, minimum layers.
You want fast, you'll get fast, but it might break, and this will be on you, Dan. My plan is now, I'm basically making a giant GoPro mount. Adjustable angle, should print fast. Hopefully we can just crank it down tight enough it won't tilt or shift. And I mean, this way we have adjustable angle, so upgrade? The real question is, does it print any faster? 8 hours? Faster. I have to pull all the tricks out of the hat today to get this to print on time. I hit Dan's magic number, 6 hours and 26 minutes. That's all he's getting out of me.
One more time.
So we've picked up the couch. It's in pretty good condition. There's a little bit of pilling, but we can snip that off.
I'd be stoked putting this in my own house. I think we did good.
Yeah.
Good job.
Cool.
Nice. I'm feeling pretty good overall. Not relaxed, but good. I'm a little anxious about the shadow decision and stuff like that, but very curious as to what the heck Linus is up to.
Hey, you guys want to give us a hand?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Cool. God, it's awful in here.
It's so much better with this light.
Nice, nice. Oi!
Oi!
It's okay, it's not in there. It's starting to get a little hectic in here.
Which is good. Also, you walked in and said it looked awful in here. This is actually how it was before.
Oh, that was worse.
Also, we can do for movie experience.
Okay.
That's kind of fun.
Wait, I thought we were taking that light back.
Yeah, we made an executive decision.
Okay.
We got free cables.
We got some free speaker wire. It's conductive.
Yeah. If it works, it works.
Yeah. We almost got scammed on another TV.
Okay.
I think we're basically just going to have to go to Openbox.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But before we do that, Pankratz and I are thinking we're going to hit Willow Video and secure our games and movies. Has anyone created an actual checklist of everything we still need? Why don't we do that now? Let's highlight the absolutely essential things. Yes, agreed.
Cables.
What cables do we need?
Speaker wire and RCAs.
We need the RCA cable.
Ethernet.
We need
and
an Ethernet mounting. Cable.
PC.
We need a PC.
TV is a must. So.
Yeah, TV is a must.
Mounting hardware for like anything, everything.
Can you make cable management?
Yeah, we're probably going to need some wood screws. So that's probably like $10, five to $10.
And we don't know how much a TV is, right?
Don't forget about movie rentals. Acoustic treatment is a must.
$29.50 for 2 4x8 sheets.
4x8's pretty big.
Yeah, this is a pretty big, horrible, all flat surfaces space. So
yeah.
Do we need a rug? This is awful.
No. If you can find a free one, sure. But like, it's gonna be.
I think we should put it on the list even if we don't bold it. Like this is the point of this exercise right now, is we get down everything. We have like no decor yet.
But for printing stuff, it's
walls.
Free. I messaged a lot of wall art people for free, like the free ones. I'm just waiting to hear back.
Okay, so we send you guys to Willow Video. We could do Paint Store and TV.
Yeah.
And then we'll get Home Depot.
Mounting hardware.
And then speaker wire.
Speaker wire we don't need. Scout it. If it's there.
If it's there and cheap.
Great. If it's not, then don't take it. I think we can live without surrounds.
Okay.
We might have to live without surround speakers because I'm just really worried we're not going to get that big TV. I mean, a 3.1 setup
is already really good.
It's going to be pretty nice in a room like this, I think.
Yeah.
We're back. We got a couch. And it didn't fall off the highway.
Oh my God.
It's like actually a really nice
couch. Oh my God, it looks sick.
It's like probably one of the nicest couches at the office at all.
Yeah, we probably will reuse this for sure.
Yeah.
They're perfect.
It's genuinely like pretty comfy.
Yeah. The foam's pretty nice.
$375.
Okay.
Hell yeah, brother. What's going on? I think this is the demo. Oh, dang, dude.
We need to get a sub, but we can get one cheap.
Like $50 cheap?
Yeah.
Or less. Okay, that's not bad.
This is better than half the nightclubs in Vancouver.
Oh!
I need some more wires, but I think I dropped some at home, so we may have some more.
Okay.
Let me just do a movie, if this will work.
Yeah, we need some.
Imagine playing Cyberpunk with this audio. That'd be sick.
This is legit.
And that speaker's behind the couch, and we're missing a center channel. It's going to be sick.
And then here, we're going to do a rug. I think it was like a fluffy little white rug that Luke found on Marketplace for $25. We're going to do the center table here. So I'm thinking we do a floor lamp either here or here. If we can get a cheap poster that we can hang on the wall. That would be really great. Right now, I'm going to see if I'm good to maybe stop by a Valley Village or a thrift store, maybe find some new throw blankets or pillows for really cheap.
There you go.
Perfect.
I assume you guys aren't buying a lot of stuff.
I hope it's not this much.
It's a thrift store.
So
if you guys find really good cable management stuff and whatnot, though, like, you might want to just do it.
So I got $825 left.
Okay, no, I did buy something. I bought Shadow. $51.51, I think, was the price.
Now, is that handling our games?
The games we haven't bought yet.
How much are the games? $122.38?
Yeah. Well, maybe. We didn't exactly search that long.
What else do we still need?
What's Thing and Thing buying?
They're going to Value Village trying to find throw pillows. They don't have a fixed price. They're just going.
We have found the throw blankets. Don't know how the brown would work. This one is really soft. Oh, this one's $19.99. That's definitely out of our price range. C. Which is this one? $5.79. We might have to go with this one. $10 for a throw pillow. That is insanity.
Dan, we should get controllers.
Oh, f***.
We might want to get, like, three. Are all the games single player? No. Returnal is multiplayer.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
What? Oh, they added it.
My gamer knowledge is more advanced.
Wow. Wow, co-op.
So I have bad news, but hopefully resolvable news. The experience on Shadow right now is just bad. The input latency is very palpable. Like, it's not good. And if I run a speed test, I can see that my latency is 68. This morning when I tested it multiple times on multiple devices, it was like 9. 68 also doesn't make a ton of sense, just to Portland. So I did a, what is my IP address? And it's coming up as Montreal. I'm not entirely sure what to do. I will try to contact customer support or something, but like, I'm pretty sure my rig is installed in the wrong location, and I would not have done this if I knew it was going to be Montreal. So something's got to be fixed. That being said, I am installing the games. They're downloading really fast, and I can still test performance, but right now the experience is bad. So, that's not good.
Okay, what did we get?
We got ourselves a Razer keyboard on the cheap, which was pretty sweet, some speaker wire, a APC power bar, extension cord for Dan.
I grabbed a, this thing has a little bit of texture, and then a darker accent pillow. Hopefully it'll work. It looks pretty new, looks pretty nice. We spent $50, just under, total?
Yeah, just under.
$50.
Jesus Christ. Going to a hotel and steal stuff from the lobby.
All right, Sammy and I are on our way to go get that floating table thing.
Apparently he set it out in front for us to pick up.
Oh, I see it.
Okay, okay.
Oh, this looks cool.
Okay, and then we're gonna head over to get a rug.
My problem was that the controllers weren't previously budgeted for, and them dropping all that money, I know it's only $50, but we're...
That's 2%, 3% of the budget.
I'm freaking out about the PC budget, because right now we need a computer, we need lighting, we need things for the walls, we need controllers, we need a keyboard and mouse. They have a keyboard, so we need a mouse. We need cable management.
We can do two controllers tomorrow, but they are, like, wired, unfortunately. I'm trying to get some Bluetooth ones, but those are going to be, like, $20 each if these people
wired
respond
might be the way to go.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll wait till tomorrow. I would like a sub, but that's not super important. There's a bunch for, like, $10, $15 that we can do.
We need shelves for each side of the couch. I think that's decently important.
Yeah, those are $10, but the thing is, like, the 3D printer's tied up until tomorrow because I could wall mount the speakers today if I had access to the 3D printer. It's gonna be another 3.5 hours to print something that's like an inch tall.
Yeah, I wish we got a discount on that projector mount.
David said that we can run cables through the walls.
Okay.
If they're not big nice holes, so we don't have to worry so much about cable management.
Cable management.
Exactly.
What's our budget for cable management?
I think you had like $50 or something in here.
I sure did.
So that that fixes the fuck up that the other two did at Valley Village.
Hey, let's go.
So we just picked up the rug. It's pretty nice. The lady was pretty nice. We picked up everything. Eee.
We don't need three of the tables because I can design mounts. One of the neat things I can do is because we have the screws in here is I can make a mount that attaches onto the screw. So this holds onto it there. And then we just drill a big hole through the wall and I make a 3D printed nut that goes on the other side. So we don't have to buy more screws to attach things.
Oh my goodness.
That's how I'm gonna do the projector screen too. I've got Xbox controllers available. They're $20 each or 80 for five.
They're all Bluetooth?
Yep. Two of them? $40? Or we wait till tomorrow for 15 for the wired ones, but they might be kind of eh.
Do you think you could haggle them down to 15 each for four? So
60?
Sure, Alaska.
Moment of truth.
Actually, this looks really nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I like the little pattern marbling on it.
Yeah.
I wish it was a little whiter.
There's a shart stain on the end there.
Nobody will notice.
This should help with sound dampening.
This is the keyboard. It's a little dusty, but it cleans up.
I mean, it's better than nothing.
What are the games we need? We need Red Dead, Returnal, Cyberpunk. And we're hoping to get money back for
Spider-Man Miles Morales and Mortal Kombat something.
Does Willow Video do rentals too?
Yes, that's why we're here. Let's see what we've got.
Yeah.
What's up, Pankrats?
Some not great news.
We can't get rentals for any of the things that we're looking for from Willow.
We can get a $15 credit for the Spider-Man game.
They didn't want the Mortal Kombat one because it doesn't have a book.
Wow, that really is not great news.
They do have Red Dead Redemption here, and they do have Returnal here.
Red Dead Redemption was
$30.
$30. So we could effectively get it for $15 if we take that $15 credit. Returnal is $40. But we could get PS Plus for 1 month for $25. That
includes Returnal, so we may as well do that.
Oh, ballsack. No Cyberpunk?
No Cyberpunk.
No Cyberpunk here at all. I did find a listing for Cyberpunk PS4, which does have a free PS5 upgrade.
At EB Games, $32.99 for a used copy of that.
Oh my gosh.
That's one game, right?
What choice do we have right now?
So we'd get Red Dead then here.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for the update, guys. We're just arriving at the mall where openbox.ca seems to be. We'll let you guys know what's up. Bye, gentlemen.
The closest Cyberpunk that's in stock that's used as well is in Coquitlam, so I want to get them to pick it up there.
They want us to pick up Cyberpunk near Coquitlam Center. Perfect.
Okay. We're right there. Nice. It's right there. Top Tech Electronics.
Wait, that's it?
Good luck to us.
We got
one.
One. It was upside down.
I know. It fits with the mood.
I kind of assumed that this location would be like the other ones and have lots of room. It looks tiny. Basically, what I'm looking for, they had a 75-inch model at the other location that I think was $550 with a free soundbar. Do you guys have the same deal here?
Samsung?
Yeah, it's a Samsung. Does it have the deal with the free soundbar? The other two locations did have it. I'm a little stressed. This really wasn't the deal that I wanted, but we're going to make
it work. We'll get something.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
I make a call to the manager, and he said that it ends on 15th.
On the 15th?
Yeah.
I was just there yesterday. Okay, I guess I'll have to go to the other location. Hi there, I was in yesterday, and you guys had a $750 Samsung TV with a free soundbar deal running? Nobody told me yesterday when I said that I was thinking I would come back that it was expired. Are you guys still able to honor it?
I just walked in and the rug is down there now. It's starting to look so much better. With the throw in the pillow, dude, I feel like I gotta take my shoes off before I come in here. Sheesh! What I'm trying to do right now is set up this, which is similar to something that I'm shopping for, including the ports and a integrated GPU version. I want to plug it all in and make sure video and sound both happen. And if that's true, it'll probably be fine.
People keep leaving the door open, and I think one of them got a good look at it, but I want more of them too. So I'm just going to hide all of our decor. I don't want them to get any ideas, you know, because I don't think Linus is going to think about throw pillow and blanket. I saw the big-ass speakers in front and the center console down there, but I think it looks very, like, 2000.
No, I mean, it would make sense because it's Linus's team, so.
Yeah. I am now hooking up the mini to the receiver and wherever the projector is. I'm gonna try to get it all kind of running and then I'm gonna call Dan over and we'll try to figure it out. Well, step one complete.
Yeah, it definitely works. So,
we don't actually know where the projector is, so we couldn't hook up the screen. But I turned the computer on and all the speakers just played the like Windows boot sound. So clearly at least that part's working. Now I need to make sure the projector end works. And then, despite the lag, because I'm hoping I can fix that through customer support, I'm gonna run Shadow on it. We'll see how it deals with that. Where's the projector?
Oh, it should be there. Might be under this box?
Or either of those blue ones.
I don't think so. Maybe Justin has it?
All right, trying to go hunt down half our budget.
It's only 45%.
I don't even know what to say. We can't find the projector. What a statement. They don't have it. Do you have it? Do you find it? What the f***? You're freaking me out, Dan.
Nobody listen to me when I talk.
We need that projector. He needs to test this shit. We're running out of time. We're running out of budget.
Oh, God.
Free soundbar deal seems to be expired. Between these games and not having that soundbar to potentially flip, we're in a little bit of trouble here.